This is Real Relationship Talk with Dr. B. Pope and Fee, the Busy Bee. Real Talk is a podcast that covers everything that will help you to improve yourself and the lives of others. And just sometimes we might discuss the tea in the streets. Now, I want to introduce Dr. B. Pope and Fee, the Busy Bee.
Good morning, everyone. I hope that you're having a fantastic start to your day. And this is Real Talk. My name is Dr. B. Pope, and my co-host Fee the Busy Bee is not here this morning, but she is here in spirit. And as she always says, if you're starting your morning off listening to the show, you're starting your morning off right. So I hope that everyone had a fantastic week. I hope that you learned some things. I hope that you grew in some areas. I hope that, you know, it's a week where you can look back on and say, man, you know, this has been a great life for me. I mean, seriously, because sometimes you just got to be grateful just to be here, just grateful to be above water. And I hope that everyone is keeping cool. I mean, it's been hot out here, y'all. I mean, in Georgia, it's been about 90-something degrees every single day. And even when it rains, it's hot. Now, in all my vehicles, I have AC, kicking AC. But I'm telling you, sometimes in the day, it feels like it's 90 degrees in those cars. And I'm like, wow, what is going on? But again, I'm just happy to be alive. I'm happy to be here. But I hope that, again, your week was great as well. So what are we going to talk about today? Today is going to be all about customer service. I had a situation last week, and I'm just being honest. I had two incidents where I had some bad customer service, and I thought to myself, we need to have a show about customer service. And I'm going to have a guest on the show later on this morning who just does great with customer service. Everywhere he goes, he smiles and he gives. No matter how he's been given to, he's always giving everything that he has. So that's somebody whom I admire. His name is Mr. Tracy Burns. And he's going to be joining me via the phone line this morning. And he's going to talk about the importance of customer service. And then he might drop some nuggets on different things that business can do to show their gratitude more for customers, because like I say, he is a customer service guru. But right now, before we move on, we're going to have our Black History Fact of the Day. Today for my Black History Fact, I would like to lift up James Brown, soul brother number one. That is Joseph James Brown. Joseph James Brown was born on May 3rd, 1933. And he was an American singer, dancer, musician, composer, businessman, and the list goes on and on. The central progenitor of funk music and a major figure of 20th century music. He is referred by the various nicknames, among them the King of Soul, the hardest working man in show business, Minister of New Heavy Funk, Godfather of Soul, Mr. Dynamite, and Soul Brother Number One. In a career that lasted more than 50 years, he influenced the development of several music genres. Brown was one of the first 10 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on January 23, 1986. His music has been heavily sampled by hip-hop musicians and other artists all around the world. Brown began his career as a gospel singer in Toccoa, Georgia. He rose to prominence in the mid-1950s as the lead singer of the Famous Flames, a rhythm and blues vocal group founded by Bobby Bird. With the hit ballads Please, 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 and Try Me, Brown built a reputation as a dynamic live performer with the Famous Flames and his backing band, sometimes known as the James Brown Band or the James Brown Orchestra. His success peaked in the 1960s with the live album, Live at the Apollo, with hit singles such as Papa Got a Brand New Bag, I Got You, I Feel Good, and It's a Man's World. Mr. James Brown recorded and released 17 singles that reached number one on the Billboard R&B charts. He also holds the record for the most singles listed on the Billboard Hot 100 chart that did not reach number one. After Brown's death, he was inducted into the first class of the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame in 2013 as an artist, and then in 2017 as a songwriter. He received awards from several other institutions, including inductions into the Black Music and Entertainment Walk of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. The Godfather of Soul was not just an entertainer, but he was a savvy businessman. And over the years, he was able to diversify his investments through buying a radio station, he had his own airplane, but also he was able to promote his own shows, which allowed him to take up to 70% of the tour funds that came in. And he was able to even start his own gospel magazine in the early 60s. James Brown is ranked 7th on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest artists of all time, and at number 44 on their list of the 200 greatest singers of all time. So at this time, I would like to lift up the Godfather of Soul, Mr. James Brown.
What time is it?
It's time for the tea. It's time for the tea.
Now, the first order of business, I want to lift up David Balogun. Now, David Balogun is an American child prodigy from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. David graduated high school and aims to study astrophysics in college. With a 4.0 GPA grade point average, David completed his classes online at Reach Cyber Charter School in less than 3 years. Now, that's amazing right there to have a 4.0 in high school. I know I did not see close to a 4.0 in high school. So, hey, I'm just saying, but the amazing thing about David is that he's only 9 years old and he did this. He's a prodigy, 9 years old, and he graduated with over a 4.0, I believe. And I don't even know how you can get over a 4.0. I guess taking advanced classes, but David did it, and now he's going to college to study astrophysics. So great job, David, and continue to do the good work with your smart self. Next, I would like to lift up Brittany Baker. She's making history in St. Paul, Minnesota. She became the first Black female captain that the city has ever had. I mean, that's amazing. And she grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and she rose up through the ranks, and now she is the first female captain over the fire department. And she said that she never thought that she could achieve that goal when she was young. She never really wanted to be a firefighter. She wanted to be an oncology doctor, but now she's saving lives in a different type of way. So great job, my sister. Continue to do your work and continue to make things happen in St. Paul, Minnesota. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about is Nelly. Nelly just sold half of his music catalog for $50 million. And he had a lot of hits. I mean, Dilemma, Hide in Here, Ride With Me, so forth and so on. But he sold it for $50 million. So when I saw that, I was like, wow, you go, boy. I mean, you make that move. But a lot of people have been kind of on his back about it because they said it wasn't a good move. Now, there's a music executive named Steve Stout. He's expressed skepticism about the wisdom of selling off one's catalog. And he said that's just not the smart thing to do, because if you have a catalog, I mean, Nelly sold his for generational wealth. That's what he was saying. But he said if you have a catalog with those kind of hits, it can make you millions upon millions, not in your lifetime, but in the lifetime of your kids. So what do you all think? Do you think Nelly was smart by selling off his catalog this wasn't even the whole catalog. It was half the catalog for $50 million. Now, for me, that's a lot of money. All right. I mean, that's a lot of money. And at the end of the day, Nelly has to do what's going to benefit him and his family. I mean, I hear what people are saying. Everybody's giving their opinion. But Nelly is a grown man. Nelly is a businessman. And Nelly knows what he wants and how his future looks. So that's all that I have to talk about this morning. And I hope that you all are enjoying the show. And after the break, we will continue our conversation on customer service. My name is Dr. B. Pope, and this is Real Talk.
Somewhere on the way, you might find out who you are. Hey, hey, it's Fee the Busy Bee, and I'm here with Better Care For You. We treat our clients like family, and we live to care. Why call us? We take our mission to provide exceptional in-home care in familiar surroundings seriously. Our services are a companion sitter, personal care, and we also work with Alzheimer's and dementia patients. Call us today at 678-900-8397. Again, that's 678-900-8397. Or check us out on the web at BetterCare4YU. That's BetterCare4YU.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Real Talk. My name is Dr. B. Pope, and I hope that you're enjoying the show. And that is the Godfather, Mr. Dynamite himself, the hardest working man in show business. And that's Mr. James Brown, the Godfather of Soul. Today, the topic for discussion is customer service. And I know that all of us have experienced good customer service and some customer service that hadn't been so good. Now, what is customer service before we start? Customer service is the support and assistance a business offers to its customers before and after they purchase products or services. It can include helping customers to solve problems, making product suggestions, responding to questions, making them feel appreciated. I mean, the list goes on and on, and that's what customer service is. No matter if you're in the entertainment business or restaurant field or even in the school system, every business is centered around customer service. Now, it should be. So that's the key. It should be. And this week, I've had two situations where my customer service skills or patience, should I say, was tested because I wasn't treated fairly and I didn't feel appreciated when I entered the establishment. So I said, if this happened twice in 1 week, man, we need to have a show about this. And I started thinking about the people that I knew who know how to give great customer service. I mean, in the two people that I thought about, I'm being honest, it was Mr. Glenn Hayes, who I learned so much from when it comes to customer service. I mean, Dr. Glenn Hayes, he speaks to everybody wherever he goes. And I remember working with him at 5 a.m. going on trips together. He would be in quick trips. Hello, how are you doing today? How are you doing? Talking to people at 5 a.m. So he has a gift. And he knows how to present his best foot forward to make someone smile. And another person I thought about was Mr. Tracy Burns. And today he's going to be with me on the phone lines talking about customer service and why it's so important for businesses. Now, one of the reasons why I chose to call Mr. Tracy is that he has an incredible heart and he truly cares for people. But also, he makes people feel special every time when they are around him. I know I've known Mr. Tracy for over 20 something years, and he always has a smile on his face. And one thing that I know about Mr. Tracy is that he loves God, he loves his family, he loves his wife, and he just loves people, and he always tries to give 100%. So I want to welcome to the show Mr. Tracy Burns. So, Mr. Tracy, I have a few questions, okay, that our listeners I know would love to really be able to pick your brain about, because like I said earlier, this man is the epitome of customer service. So, Mr. Tracy, why do you value customer service so much?
Well, to me, customer service is about relationships. A lot of companies today are more about their product than their customers. And I found out, man, when you give me great service, I'll come back versus going to another place. You know, sometimes you get a bad product and bad customer service. But to me, if I get great customer service, I can deal with the product because, you know, it just makes you feel special. It makes you feel like, you know, that customer, that company really values your spending dollar.
Right. Now, do you think that, I guess, being in this time of, I guess, post-COVID, when a lot of companies can't find good help, do you think customer service is lacking, or do you think it's been the same, you know, throughout the ages?
I think it's really lacking now. I think people are really lost touch with treating people the way they want to be treated. A lot of times, you know, now clients have the more, it's about me. I don't care about anything else. So you have to kind of cater to that and make sure that you meet their needs.
Wow. So let me ask you this. So what do you consider to be a good customer, to be good customer service from a company? Like when you go to a company or a restaurant or even just a venue, what do you think good customer service is in your opinion?
But first and foremost, I like to be acknowledged when I walk in the door. Mm. A good customer service based company will acknowledge you as soon as you walk to the door. And they will be smiling and they'd be attentive to what you're looking at and what you're saying to them and making sure that they're getting the right communication from you, you know, and giving that communication back.
So it's almost when you walk in somewhere, you want to feel that they know who you are or that they recognize you for coming to their establishment.
Yeah, that really, I ain't gonna drop no names, but one good place, as soon as you walk in, they say, welcome to blah, blah, blah. You know, I ain't gonna say the name because I ain't trying to give them a free advertisement. But as soon as you walk in the door, that's what they say, and they acknowledge you that you're coming in the door. Now, there's two things that could be acknowledged. One, to let you know that they got their eye on, or two, they want to make you feel welcome. You know, when you come to an establishment and feel welcome, it's a big difference.
It is, because I know I can list of several places where I've gone into, and like as soon as you open that door, welcome to so-and-so, or, mm-hmm. you know, how are you doing today, with a smile, I mean, and it just does something to you. Even if you're having a bad day, it makes you smile, or it makes you want to go to that place or that establishment more often than not. And just like you said earlier, I love it when you said sometimes you will go further just to go to that place or drive further just to get that type of service that, you know, you expect.
Yep. And that's one thing that's going on with companies nowadays. They're not really, and you know, imposing that great customer service but you will notice the ones that do, they're thriving.
That's
they're
right.
Like the top of their list in their performance in that kind of business. You know, there's a few, you know, there's a chicken chain that really does great jobs.
Yes.
You know, I mean, great customer service. There's a gas chain that does great customer service. And they just really make you feel at home. You know, you introduced me to one, and man, when I walked in, I was like, wow. And, you know, just walking in was like that, but their customer service was even better than when you walk in and get that wow factor.
Wow. And how does it make you feel as a consumer?
A consumer, it kind of bothers me when a company treats you just, you know, as a number, you know. It really makes me start searching and looking around when they just look at you as a number versus, you know, making sure that you got what you need, making sure that you are being accommodated with their customer service. Because that's what customer service means. I'm giving you a service to make you want to buy this product or make you want to use this product.
Wow. I love it because I know that I remember I went out to lunch with this senior. I mean, he was much older. Felicia and I had lunch with him. And and his name is Alan Rouse. I'll throw him out there. Alan Rouse. And Alan Ross is a Caucasian guy. And anyway, and I say that because I know years ago I used to get upset when I had bad service. You know, like I wanted to kind of put my little stake down like some people, you know, like I was somebody and you go change this, you're going to change that. And I remember one day we were going out, we had gone out to lunch and the service was terrible. and we had a whole conversation about customer service. And he said, he said something I always remember that I kind of use now. He said, I don't get upset anymore. He said, I used to get a little angry, but I don't get upset. But what hurts the company more than me getting upset when I don't even patronize them anymore. So what that means, I just don't come back. And when he said that, I was like, wow, that's so true. Because sometimes it's easy to kind of get upset and you want to make a point when you're receiving bad service. But the thing that cuts more is that they stop getting your business. You know what I mean?
And that's what businesses are in business for, to make money.
Wow.
But if you're to make money, you have to have great customer service. Me and my wife have a saying, if we go to a place and the customer service is not good or the product not good, we say one and done. That's what we say. When we first go into a place and we get there and we visit the establishment, if it's not great, we always say, we let people know it's one and done. You know, and when you say that and they hear it, they'll be like, what are you talking about? You're like, this is so and so. And you know, you don't get mad. You just like, you know, I just won't be coming back to your establishment.
That's
because
right.
It wasn't up to par. And you let them know that sometimes. I've learned to start doing Google reviews now when I go to play. You know, Google reviews gets a lot of attention, and people don't realize that. So a lot of companies are starting to put their advertisement on Google review. What many great reviews. I've been in places where you get a Google review, they're liable to give you some free product and stuff. So,
right. Google is powerful, because even when it comes to getting business referrals, a lot of people, they won't even call anymore. They're just going to look at the Google review and see what others are saying about your establishment.
Yep. And that's what I say about customer service. Me personally, I've seen both flip sides. I've seen when you have bad customer service, when you being nice, and I seen when you getting good customer service and you're not being nice. So it goes both ways. As a consumer, you have to be nice too to the establishment too. You got to make sure that they understand that you are willing to participate in a relationship with them.
Thank you so much for those pearls, Mr. Tracy. And I know that we're going to continue the conversation after the break. My name is Dr. B. Pope, and this is Real Talk.
Your royalties and your points, so what the deal is? With Foxy Brown, McCain, now we lay Bonnie McClyde, now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper.
You're the only one for me, you're the only one I need. Can nobody make me feel the way you're making me feel? And girl, you know this love is real.
Are you feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or lost in life's journey? It's time to find peace and guidance at A Better Counselor Services, your trusted partner in pastoral counseling. At A Better Counselor Services, we offer a safe space for individuals and families seeking support, healing, and spiritual guidance. Our holistic approach integrates faith-based principles with professional counseling techniques, empowering you to navigate life's challenges with resilience and hope. Contact us at 404-992-8273 or visit our website at www.abettercounselor.com to learn more about our virtual and in-person services. Your journey to living your best life continues here.
ain't know that I'll be macking. The extra set of keys, the 30 G's, them trips to Bentley's had you living on your knees. Not to mention the laced out crib in Dallas, the 40 room palace, the picture spelling.
Everyone, and welcome back to Real Talk. My name is Dr. B. Pope, and my co-host Fee the Busy Bee is not here today, but she's with us in spirit. Now, that song is by Foxy Brown and Case Touch Me, Tease Me. Oh, that's a banger right there. And today we're talking about customer service, how we need to treat people, how we need to treat our clients, and how people should feel when they walk into an establishment. And I have my good friend, Mr. Tracy Burns, the ultimate customer service guru, on the line, and we're talking about customer service. So right now, let's continue the conversation. So let me ask you a question, Mr. Tracy, because I know you value customer service and you give it, but are you more concerned about the service or how the service is performed when it comes to customer service?
How the service is performed.
Okay, explain.
What I mean is, there's two parts of the service. You got the actual part where they, you know, render what they're selling you. And then you got the part of how they render it to you, how the person that you're dealing with, interacting with, you know, presents this product to you or presents this service to you. Mm-hmm. Now, it's like you the person is coming to buy it, but you also still got to sell them so they come back again. So it's a constant selling point. You got to sell that person to make them want to come back again. If you just, you know, not nonchalant, don't really pay attention to them, 9 out of 10, they won't come back, no matter how good product is.
Wow, that's so true. So let me ask you this. When you go somewhere, let's say if the product is good, I mean, let's say if you go to a restaurant, I mean, you go there. Now, the customer service is not that good. Okay, let's say it's a 5 out of 10, but then they have some banging steaks or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like a 9 out of 10. Now, would you give them another try, or is that a one and done as well? Like,
that's a one and done. Customer service is very important. I don't care how good the product is. If the customer service is not good, I will not be back. It's one and done, you know. I've been in a few places like that. And then to make it bad, if it's a bad product and bad customer service, why would you want to go back to that place?
Wow. Yes. Right. I mean, just probably about a couple years ago, I went to this restaurant, and it's near my house, and several people had gone there and they liked it. I mean, food was pretty good, but I remember they had a situation where there was some hair in one of the dishes. In one of the dishes, and they told the cook, well, the waitress, and then the waitress told the owner, and the waitress is, I mean, it's the owner, instead of trying to say, look, let me take that off your ticket, or let me try to see what I can do, she started looking at the hair of the people at the table, and we're like, well, I don't think that's our hair is straight, you know, that's some curly hair, that's more your type of hair. You know what I mean? And from that point on, we have not gone to that restaurant since. Now, I like the food, but when that happened, oh man, we was a one and done. We were like, oh man. So it's kind of like she missed out on so much business, because, you know, we could refer people there and we were eating there. If she just would have made one decision to be nice and deal with the situation in a more positive or productive manner. And she lost so much business just because of that one incident.
And that is so true, Doc. A lot of times, you know, one thing I found out being as I've been in sales before, the power of mouth is so powerful. The referral, and you ever notice a lot of sales industries, they always want referrals. They ask you, well, give me 10 people, you know, give me 10 names, this, that, and other. And the reason why that's so important is our word of mouth is powerful. You know, you may not just lose one customer, you may lose thousands of customers that might not entertain your business because of bad service.
Wow.
You know,
that's true. And it's you say that, you think about social media, the internet and all of this, but even the internet, that word of mouth is more powerful than anything.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And see, people don't realize that, you know. It used to be an old saying, customers are always right.
Yes.
But since now in the day and age we live, it's not that no more. It's like, I'm the owner. I'm right. No matter what you say, I'm going to get more business. And they don't realize you may lose more business by not realizing that customer is right all the time. Because one thing about it, unless he's disgruntled or being very rude and disgruntled and messing with your establishment, you want to treat that customer like he's the king, because he's going to refer more people.
Right.
And I'll give you an example. I'm in the customer service business. I deal with people, you know, with my job. And you know, because, you know. But anyway, I deal with people with my job. And 99.9% of people always request me to do my job again.
That's right.
And the reason why is I make them feel so special. Mm. I mean, I'm doing service just like any other company. But as soon as from the time I open the door to the time I say bye to them, they like, you know, you're the best person I ever had. You drive so
good.
Right. I'm not nervous. I don't have to worry about nothing. I just get in the vehicle and go to my appointment, and you take care of the rest.
Yes. And that's a great comment. I know I share this story. I remember it was, you know, Mr. Tracy, he's at a transportation company, and he's, you know, he's one of our partners in our business. And I remember I had to go and pick up one of his clients one day, because I think Mr. Tracy had another trip or he was out on another route, or he might have been off that day. And I remember when I pulled up, and I think I'm a pretty nice person myself, when I pulled up and got outside that van, that lady looked at me and said, "Where is Mr. Tracy?" I mean, she asked me four or five different times. I say, "Ma'am, I'm okay too. I won't hurt you." You know, but it was just the reputation that you had, because she was so comfortable and she felt so good, you know, with the way that you spoke with her, the way that you treated her. Man, she was just blown away just by your customer service, and she wanted you only to take her to her destination. And as a business owner, I was so proud of that. I mean, I was just like, wow, this is what I'm talking about, because I know that this young man, he's out there making things happen. It's not just a job with him, but he really cares. So, Mr. Tracy, for empathizing with people, you know, your clients, your customers, what are some things that you think that people can do if they want to improve on their overall customer service skills?
Well, first of all, it's the old golden rule, you know, it's biblical. Love people the way you want to be loved. You know, always, you know, treat people, regardless of the situation, always treat people the way you want to be treated. It's like, for instance, if I'm having a bad day, I don't want nobody to make that day worse. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want somebody to make it feel better for me. I want to forget about what's going on. I want them to be able to reassure me that dealing with them is going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, I always empathize with, man, this person is just not doing good. What can I do to make them feel better? You know, I consider myself a little jokester. I'll say little jokes, or, you know, say something funny, you know, to try to, you know, to break the ice. Because a lot of people, man, laughter is so important when you're dealing with people.
That's right.
It's so important. And also being attentive to what's going on. Listening is another thing, you know.
Wow.
Sometimes we like to talk a lot, but sometimes you got to listen. Because people, they'll tell you a life story in 5 seconds, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, so-and-so, so-and-so. And they'll be like, wow, you know. And you might be having a bad day. You'd be like, man, that day is worse than mine. And then you try to, you know, it's just something in us that makes us want to calm people from going through things, you know. And it's something you just don't get overnight. It's dealing with people for years and years. And you got to see both sides. You got to see how people respond when they are treated bad. Mm. And you got to remember how people act when you treat them good. You know, and you got to put that in your memory bank. So when you're dealing with people, you know, is you got to understand, you know, they might be having a hard day, and what can I do to make it better, you know?
Wow. So we're saying that listening to people and also just empathizing with people, right? I mean, anything else that you can give people to help them to better utilize or improve their customer service?
I know one thing. I always, when I'm dealing with people, and even when a customer that's giving me service is not doing a good job, I always remember they are doing a job. Sometimes people are programmed, and they ain't programmed just to do that job, and they don't realize how their programming is not, how can I say, conducive to making people feel comfortable. Mm. So as a customer, sometimes you have to empathize with them and soothe them as they're trying to give you a service. And once you do that and make them feel like, man, okay, I understand what you're going through. You're just doing a job, but let me, you know, and just, you know, talk them through it. And I think another thing is really just valuing people, valuing that person who they are, you know, especially if they're paying, if they're paying you a service. You got to remember, they're paying your pocket. They're making your pocket get fat, you know? So you got to remember, if your pocket is weak, you got to go home and answer to mama. Why your pocket ain't fat?
Right. Wow. Now, let me ask you this now, and I'm almost finished because I know you know your time is very valuable. Now, do you think that because, you know, right now they're talking about all the generations. You have the baby boomers, Generation X, Generation Z, the millennials, and they got some other generations now. But do you think that customer service is lost with, like, the generation, like maybe Generation X or Generation Z? Or do you think it just all depends on someone's personality? Because I hear a lot of people saying just the younger people don't know how to treat other people. But how do you feel about that?
I think it's the establishment or the company. I think it's their fault. You know, because when a person comes into your establishment to work for you, first of all, as a boss, owner, boss, whatever, you have to make sure you set standards for these young generations that, hey, this is how we do things. And you train them. See, a lot of times these young folks are not trained how to do their job. They're just putting a job and expect to do it and know how to do it. No, it's with anything in life. Everything we learned in life, or everything we do, let me rephrase that, everything we do in life, either someone or something trained us how to do it.
Right.
You know, it just didn't come natural. So we had to see these things or experience these things in order to do it. Now, as a company, for instance, you own a company, you have a standard that's set. And if that standard is not being met, then you have to let that person go. But you trained that person for that standard.
Right.
You have training classes, and you train that, and you emphasize that, hey, these people are important to our company. So if these people are important to our company, how do you treat an important person? You treat them like royalty. You treat them good. You treat them like they PC, precious cargo. That's what I call every person that gets in our band. They're PC, precious cargo.
That's right. Wow, so you think that a lot of times these young people aren't getting trained like they need to?
Exactly. It's the establishment. If that's what your establishment standards is, then that's what you're going to get. If your establishment standards, like, for instance, I done heard a certain company which is closed on Sunday. If you come in with a bad attitude and your manager see it, they'll send you home. You know, you got to be perky and ready to go because it's a customer. It's a customer oriented base. If you don't have great customer skills, they don't want you there.
Right. Wow. Well, brother, I appreciate you because I know that, brother, you got this on, you know, on straight. I mean, I think about some of the people that I know who have really just 5-star customer service skills, and you're right up there at the top. And I appreciate you for coming, you know, for coming on the show today and being able to drop some knowledge on customer service. And I hope that if someone's listening out there, that they would just take what you said, because I know that because of your nature, you're willing to empathize. I know that so many doors have been opened up for you just because of that.
Right. And it also goes back to your employer. I have to thank you guys because you give me the opportunity to do that, and you train me to do these things.
Wow, brother. You know?
Well, and not just by training, but by example. A lot of times people think training is that, you know, give you a form and you have to fill out this question or fill out these answers. No, sometimes it's just by leading by example, man. Wow. By the standards that you set as a boss and how you treat people. Man, I'm going to give you one thing. I'm going to let you go. I used to work for a company in a warehouse. It was a wine company. And the guy that was the manager of the warehouse, you would never know he was the manager because he did everything that the other workers did. And he always treated people like the way he wanted to be treated.
Wow. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, brother, I really do appreciate it. And Mr. Tracy Burns, thank you so much for dropping some pearls on us this morning about customer service. I know I feel a lot better because, like I said, I had two situations last week that, oh man, one lady was trying to tell me that I didn't even stay in my house. I mean, at my residence. I mean, and wouldn't give me a tag for about an hour standing in the tag office. And I'm showing her my license. I'm showing her my business, everything. And she still wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And finally she gave. But I just said, man, customer service is so critical. And I think sometimes people value it, but I think a lot of companies don't understand the power in it. So I think after today, hopefully, you know, we see both sides, but you know, we all just got to treat people the way we want to be treated. That's the golden rule. And I think that's what we need to hold on to.
Yep. And it goes a long way, man.
It does.
It goes a long way.
So thank you so much, Mr. Tracy. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you later. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Doc, for having me on. And to all you guys out there in the radio world or whatever world this is, have a good one.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tracy, for spending time with us and teaching us more about the importance of customer service. Well, everyone, we've come to an end of another show. And as always, I like to give my quote for the week. And our quote for the week is by Don Allen Adams. And he says, to give real service, you must add something which cannot be bought or measured with money. And that is sincerity and integrity. You know, I love this because sometimes when it comes to dealing with people, people have to understand that you are sincere and that you do have integrity. My name is Dr. B. Pope, and this is Real Talk. And as Feed the Busy Bee always says, we are busying out.
Thank you for listening to Real Talk with Dr. B. Pope and Fee the Busy Bee. Be sure to follow Dr. B. Pope on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And follow Fee the Busy Bee on TikTok and Instagram.